The Burt Show.
For months now, we have been saying that, look, no politics on The Burt Show, and I think these guys have done a very good job on that.
I might have slipped once or twice.
Well, you are our fearless leader, and you gave us instructions, and we followed them. You, however, did not. Shocker.
Just a couple of times I might have slipped up. So if you're waking up this morning and you don't know, Donald Trump has pretty much won the election, and he is the president for the next 4 years. If you are up late, you might have turned it off, and you weren't quite sure, so you're turning us on. And I don't think Kamala has conceded yet, but I think Donald Trump has given his congratulations speech. I'm going to be the dude.
His acceptance speech.
His acceptance speech. So I thought this was really, really great yesterday. This is from Jordan Is My Lawyer. And she does a podcast that, believe it or not, you can get news that's not one-sided on one or the other side, right? And I think she says yesterday what I was trying to say during the show yesterday. And it's pretty much like, hey, we're going to survive this, and just remember.
Today is election day, and while I obviously don't know who the winner is going to be, what I do know is that tomorrow, roughly half of the country is going to be celebrating, while the other half of the country is going to be feeling angry, upset, and hopeless. And I know many people may not care to hear what I have to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, just in case some do. So here are three reminders that I want us to keep in mind as we all navigate the next few weeks, months, and years. Number one, our country has gone through many of trying times since its founding, and it still remains united, so please don't let us be the reason that changes. Number two, if you love this country, root for whoever takes office and hope for the best. Because whether you like that person or not, you should want this country to succeed. You would never want someone that you love to fail, so please don't wish that upon the country. Give the winner a chance. And number three, now is the time to find a nonpartisan, unbiased news source. Right now, it's obviously easiest to tune into your preferred network and get that confirmation bias and have someone to either celebrate or sulk with. But trust me when I tell you that the mainstream media, and this includes your preferred network, is the reason we are so polarized. They want to divide us. So I'm not saying you have to stop listening to the mainstream media, but find a nonpartisan, unbiased news source that can keep you informed without that element of polarization.
That's not so easy to do, but they are out there, and she does a really good job at it. It's Jordan Is My Lawyer. That's where you'll find her on Instagram. All right, so the more superficial stuff here. The rules are changing, man. What's rude? What's not rude? Now saying thank you is rude in some cases.
This blew my mind, but there is like a logical component to it that kind of tracks and kind of makes sense. So I was reading a theory that you should not send thank you emails anymore at work. And I don't mean like you're interviewing for a new job, so you don't say it, send a thank you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like if I'm like, hey, Abby, can you please send me the script for your break? And then she sends it to me, you know, like for like, let's say you're putting together, I don't know, an accent theater. Can you send me the script for accent theater? And you send it to me. I should not send an email back that says thank you.
Accurate. We need to stop doing this.
Why?
Because it just muddies up my inbox and it just adds more emails that I don't need.
But that's literally why. Kristen nailed it. So like for me, it's ingrained to be like, thank you for taking your time, even though it's part of her job. Thank you for doing this for me so I can do my job. Mm-hmm. Whereas Kristen's point is exactly what this theory is. It's like, if you're getting thank you emails nonstop, now you're distracted looking at the thank you emails and marking them as unread, which seems like a very small thing, but over time they add up. So you can be one less email in someone's inbox, taking up less of their time by not hitting back with a thank you. And it just feels so opposite of what was ingrained in me. It makes me uncomfortable, but at the same time, like, it would be nice. I don't know how I feel about it, because I think I'd be offended if I never got a thank you email.
Yeah.
But at the same time, those emails, I'm like, okay, we're good. We're good. You're good. You got what you needed. Leave me alone now.
It feels weird to say that showing gratitude is rude in any way, shape, or form.
But right? It is a time suck.
So this could be one of those cases where it's impact versus intent. And I think in listening to you, I'm going to stay old school here. And sorry if I am taking on your workload. Don't feel pressure to hit me back saying thank you for the thank you.
That would normally be your welcome.
But it sounds so weird to say like, hey, you can say thank you too often.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a words of affirmation girly, so anytime I get a thanks or a thank you for any reason,
reason. It just scratches my brain the right way. So if everyone could continue to thank me for doing the thing that I'm paid to do, I'd appreciate that.
It's like for the major stuff, of course, like you want to thank somebody. Like if they did something, if they did an exceptional job, if they went above and out of their way, like obviously we continue to show gratitude and show thanks because validation is important. But if you say, hey, can you send me that and I send it to you and then you need to follow up with a thank you, I don't need that.
I feel like I don't need it, but I appreciate it. Like,
yeah.
I still appreciate the thank you, even the pre-thank you. Like sometimes somebody else asks you something and didn't say thank you before you even do it. Like I'm cool with all of the thank yous.
Then that's fine. In the original email, if you're like, hey, I need that document, please and thank you, and then you send it to him, then you don't
need
it.
You don't got to say it again.
You ain't got to say it
again.
I'm
with you on
then
that.
It's done at that point.
The Burt Show.